Arachidonic acid is converted in the platelets into thromboxane A2, a powerful vasoconstrictor and pro-aggregating agent. While in the vessel wall, arachidonic acid is converted into prostacycline, which is a powerful vasodilator and an anti-aggregating substance. Now, the conversion in the platelets and in the vessel wall takes place via the action of an enzyme called cyclooxygenase. These findings led us to suggest that a balance between the generation and actions of thromboxane A2 and prostacycline was important for the homeostatic functioning of the vessel wall, and, in addition, that changes in this balance towards an increase in thromboxane A2 might be deleterious, while changes in the balance towards prostacycline might be protective for the cardiovascular system. You are talking about two enzymes, not one. You have one complete pathway in the vessel wall from arachidonic acid to prostacycline, and you have a whole pathway in the platelets from arachidonic acid to thromboxane. So you have two cyclooxygenases. And it's the cyclooxygenase in the platelet, which is so sensitive to aspirin. So you are not inhibiting one enzyme, you're inhibiting two, and one is more sensitive than the other. A very small dose of aspirin will be enough to block the platelets for a long time without touching the vessel wall. All right? And that was why smaller and smaller doses of aspirin started to be used. And we ended up with even 100 milligrams of aspirin, the baby aspirin, which is taken by many people, even without problems to prevent cardiovascular disease.